Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. Well, it's 5:30 in the morning, and woke up this morning, or in the middle of the night, whatever you want to call it, and it was raining. I didn't know we were supposed to get that.
Yeah, I did not know either.
Yeah.
No, I was up.
Needed it.
I was up, and it wasn't raining, and then as I was working out, it was telling me, drizzle starting soon.
Uh-huh. Well, today, for the rest of the day, we have about 20% chance of rain early, and then otherwise, the rest of the day is going to be partly sunny, and the high will be 80. 65 now. Welcome to Wednesday, everyone. Here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. 6:17. Here's Tracy.
You ready for it?
Oh, I'm
ready. To want to go grab your tickets?
Yep.
Virginia woman who bought Powerball tickets from two different states ended up winning $50,000 from each ticket. So she bought the tickets from both Maryland and Virginia for the July 27th drawing.
Yeah.
She accidentally, it was just an accident that she used the same numbers for both. She didn't intend to. And then, she's checking them after the drawing and realized she had, you know, one $50,000 winner. And, you know, she's all excited. She's calling her husband, who totally does not believe her.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah, sure you're pulling my leg.
Yeah.
And then she realizes, as she's, you know, mad at him because he doesn't believe her, and she's looking at her second ticket, that wait a minute, are you kidding me? I played the same numbers in that one. I wasn't even supposed to do that. So she won $50,000 there as well. So can you imagine how that conversation went?
Well, if you didn't believe
time,
the 50.
Exactly. The second time she called him. Oh, my gosh.
Know. That is incredible.
He said, she called me with the news twice, and I didn't believe her either time. But he believes her now. So the couple is planning to use the money for home improvement projects. That'll go a long way.
That should do it.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the mornings, it gets me going.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55. This is Sunny 101.5, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. You know, this could almost be a Tell Me Something Good.
Really?
It really could have been.
Okay.
Actor Danny Trejo became a hero yesterday when he was in L.A. and witnessed a crash where a car carrying a child overturned.
Yeah.
He and another bystander were heroes. They were able to crawl into the wreckage and pull that child free.
That's machete.
Man. Yeah. He said he was... He distracted that panicked child as well and stayed with him until his grandmother was extracted from the car. And then, Trejo just brushed off praise, telling reporters, "Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else."
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, he never was supposed to be in Hollywood.
No, he was in jail.
He was in jail, and they needed, for a scene, they needed someone that looked like a hardened criminal. And they're like, this guy's got the look.
Yeah.
So did anyone watch last night's Fox premiere of Beverly Hills 90210 reunion?
I did not.
No, my wife had all the neighborhood women over.
Yeah.
What did they think? Did you hear any rumblings?
The only thing I talked a little bit last night before I went to bed because I was up
taking care of kids.
Of the kids.
Right.
It was Meg's like, it was just kind of weird because they were playing themselves. So and not their character. So Shannon Doherty was Shannon Doherty, not Brenda from the show.
Right.
But she was trying to reboot Brenda. So all these, it seemed like it was, when she explained it, was kind of half reality, half scripted.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a bit of reality and then a bit of a reunion show.
Mm-hmm.
And where Luke Perry's presence was definitely felt. I mean, they alluded to him several times with Jason Priestley raising his glass to Luke. And
well, you knew they would do
that. You know, they've all aged incredibly well, I have to say. Especially, I looked at like Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling, Brian Greene, and I'm going, they look almost no different.
How old are they?
Well,
In their 40s?
I would bet Jenny Garth is...
40's a kid.
Oh, but still, well, never mind.
Man, I'm a baby.
You are.
I'm close.
So funny, though. I saw a friend of mine posted on social media, hey, I just saw my wife sitting on the couch eating dessert watching 90210. Mm-hmm. It may actually be 1992, and she's about to ask me to take a ride in my Honda Prelude.
Could be.
I got to grab the pull-out stereo for my room before we go. I was laughing because it just does kind of, you walk in and you watch something like that, it makes you feel like you've gone back in time.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of reboots, Macaulay...
Did you ever think, though, that someone would refer to the 90s? You would think that would be, gosh, that is a million years ago.
True. Fair.
Time
just flies. Speaking of reboots, Macaulay Culkin posted this really funny response to the news that Disney's streaming service is working on a reboot of Home Alone.
Yeah.
So the 38-year-old actor shared a photo of himself in which he's sitting on the couch with a laptop surrounded by takeout food containers. And his caption says, "This is what an updated Home Alone would actually look like." Oh, I love it. Too funny. Well, you know, Jack, you called it, maybe. Hmm. Katy Perry has teased the release of her next single, Small Talk.
With?
By sharing the new song's lyrics. And some fans think it's going to turn out to be Perry's rumored collaboration with former frenemy Taylor Swift.
Told you this. What did I tell you? You've been talking about this for two years.
Boy. You're like, they're going to actually...
Mend fences and
record a song.
Congratulations.
Together.
You know, even...
Yeah, go ahead. What is the...
Even the blind guy catches a...
Yeah, whatever.
How'd that saying go?
It's a squirrel.
Oh, yeah, a squirrel. A blind squirrel catches a nut. Right,
yes. Okay.
So anyway, we'll see. Meanwhile, I didn't know this. Woody Harrelson admits that he regrets turning down the lead role in Jerry Maguire. Did you know he found?
I can understand that.
I didn't.
I just can't even see him in that role.
I could. I think he's a pretty versatile actor.
Yeah. I just don't know if he could yell, "Show me the money," like Cuba did.
Now, if he would have turned down Zombieland, then he really would have been upset. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you know what? He said that. He also nearly turned down that role.
I know he didn't
want
it.
Zombieland.
Who's going to eat all those Twinkies?
Yeah, you're just going to be a guy with a cowboy hat that eats Twinkies in a wasteland infested with zombies.
He's great. I think he's one of the
best. He is really good. All righty. Who's celebrating a birthday today?
I don't know.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, a little young. Now, you talk about young. He's probably only like 25.
22.
21.
He's only 21. Mm-hmm. Gee.
Megan Good.
We are not good at this.
No, we're not good at it, but it's 36. Tell you that right now.
28.
Have you changed 36? Is that your new 38?
Oh, no. That means you got it right.
Or does this mean you actually know who this person is?
He has no idea.
Since it was a woman, I didn't want to go way over, so I cut back a couple years.
Yeah, she's 38.
Look at that. Yeah, but she likes that.
She likes 36 better.
Sure, she does.
And one of my favorite actors, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, boy, I'd say 80.
84.
82. Nice job.
There you go.
The most music, the most fun. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Right.
This is good. Mine's very time. The time is right to do this life hack. Back to school hacks.
Oh, that is.
And it is very timely. Right.
What to do? Ellie has been a, I not a banshee, but she's been difficult to deal with because she's out of her routine.
Uh-huh.
And that's what my life hack is about. You got to get your kids back into their routine.
Yes.
So the best way to do that is you can make it, you know, fun, or you make it a checklist. And that's what this life hack is about. You make a little checklist with boxes. Say, my daily routine. There's a before school and an after school. Make bed, brush teeth, pack lunch, fill water bottle, all that stuff you want to do before. Put on coat, put on shoes. I mean, you can be very descriptive just to make it. And just that act of checking it off will be instant gratification. And then after school, you have hang up your coat and backpack. Make sure you empty your lunchbox.
And there you go.
Give any forms to mom or dad. Show work to mom or dad. Do homework. Make sure you play. So you can put one that says play.
Mm-hmm. You've developed.
Put toys away. And then you get them back into their daily routine.
You've developed the routine.
That's important.
That's a good thing.
You know, mine is also related to kids. My youngest daughter constantly loves to make smoothies, slushies. Like, she's always trying these concoctions in the kitchen. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it drives me a little crazy. And it's like, what happened to the bananas? Oh, well, they're chocolate covered and they're in the freezer. What did you use? Hershey syrup. You know, I mean, it's just... But so I thought this was a great idea. There's a secret to make an instant soda slushie. Super easy. Like, almost like the slushie we'd get at, you know, the gas station.
Okay.
You get a bottle of room temperature soda and start shaking it violently.
Really?
Okay, so you want the pressure to build up.
Right.
Now, what the experimenter used was a 500 milliliter bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the freezer for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
This is after you shook
after
it
after you've violently shaken it, you put it right in the freezer, 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Right.
That is a scientific time, not
3 hours and 15 minutes.
Not more or less, okay? This is the point where it's colder than freezing, but it's not actually frozen. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe.
So you take it out of the freezer at what? 3 hours and 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Okay.
You release the pressure, and then you tighten it back up, turn it upside down, and in just 3 seconds, that whole bottle has turned into icy slush.
Yeah, ice.
And you can take the cap off, empty it into a glass, and it's literally a slushie.
I have heard of that. I've never tried it.
I just watched it in a video, and I went, are you kidding me?
I haven't heard of that one.
I'm looking up the video now.
Okay. Well, you know how much I love fish, but... Steve can't stand fish, and he can't stand...
I don't like it either.
He can't stand the smell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when someone on the show has to get a stinky break room fish sandwich and then proceeds to go out.
Yeah, he's pretty sensitive about that. But if you have that disgusting fish smell off on your hands, you know, going to wash it with soap and water, it doesn't do anything.
It's not happening, no.
You know what does it?
What does it?
Wash them with toothpaste. Boom.
Seriously?
Gone.
Huh.
How about that?
So you wash your hands with toothpaste?
With toothpaste.
So if you can get past that.
If I can get past that.
You can get rid of the smell.
I can get it.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is I should, put toothpaste on my upper lip? And that would help when you eat those stinky fish sandwiches? I just smell...
I don't know.
Minty goodness.
I don't know. We're going to try. I'm going to do an experiment one of these days, and we'll see if you can...
I'll tell you
we're
going to
be washing our hands with toothpaste here in the studio. You're not going to want to miss it.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:57, and time for Go Figure. All right.
I love this story.
Yeah.
Go to Tennessee, not Florida.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Mark Hamill. How old is Mark Hamill, Jack? No, I'm just kidding. That's, of course,
well, I know
from Star Wars.
Yeah,
right? You know who that is.
At least I know who that is, yeah.
Well, he played Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars film. He actually tweeted about this.
Yeah.
There's a wanted man in Tennessee. And this is the first time he actually commented on this.
Yes. The Mark Hamill.
The Mark Hamill.
Okay.
Because 22-year-old Luke Skywalker is wanted in Tennessee. Someone named their son Luke Skywalker.
Oh, man.
All right, so Mark Hamill gets on there, and he's making fun of everything. He's like, Mark Hamill's better name than Stormtrooper. What if they name your kid Stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Which I think someone actually did. But the county sheriff's office actually put this post out there. They can't find the guy, first of all. So if you know where Luke Skywalker is, contact him. And they say Luke Skywalker is not armed with a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. He's not flying an X-Wing, which is the ship that he flies. Right? The spaceship.
Yeah.
And he's not missing a hand from his, you know, Darth Vader when that epic battle. Believe in the Empire Strikes Back. So what happened? Why is he wanted? Well, he's been charged with theft of property over $1,000 after a neighborhood cleanup kind of thing. He had a neighborhood cleanup app and he stole it. He did clean up.
He cleaned up all right.
Now, he was arrested last year, and the story gained attention once again from Mark Hamill himself to him to actually tweet and say those things. It's a sequel nobody asked for. This is not, you know, this is not, why would you name, first of all, he goes on, why would you name your kid Luke Skywalker?
I don't know.
People do crazy things.
Yeah, they do. It's not a bad name, but.
All right.
I think it would make a great basketball name. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that's
I
can see that.
Thanks, Chewbacca Reinhardt.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
All right, let's see. Well, if you can sing the correct lyrics on the air with us, well, we'll set you up. We got we got $25 gift certificate to Mishawaka Barnaby's for you. All right, so that should be easy enough. Shouldn't be too difficult. I'm ready, and here we go. A hot summer night. Felt like a net. I gotta find my baby yet. I need you to soothe my head and turn my blue heart to red. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of leaky faucet blues. I know Bill's gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of leaky faucet blues. Yeah. So I sing
a couple lines of Leaky here. Ready?
So I take the lyrics from our band.
Right. So here, I'm gonna give you a little something. You see if you can sing it. Ready?
Leaky faucet,
come on.
Leaky faucet blue. No, we're getting off track.
That's very good. No, that
you're
was,
confusing
I'm
people.
I'm telling you, your lyrical awesome. Writing has not changed in the years that you've been performing. This one's called Leaky Faucet Blues, and I'm just going to say Leaky Faucet Blues, and
that's
I got
all
it.
Gotta do. That's all you got to do. 236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Colleen.
Colleen, okay, it's your turn. You're going to play What's Wrong with Name That Tune. I'll take you to the broken part, and you sing the correct lyrics, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. A hot summer night, I felt like a net. I've got to find my baby yet. And I need you to soothe my head and turn my blue heart to red. So doctor, doctor, give me the news. Go!
I have a bad case of loving you.
Oh, yeah. No pills gonna cure my head. I gotta... Love you.
Yeah,
that's Actually, that's a. I was. That's an octave. I'm singing a little bit lower. He really sings.
And apparently he sings like Randy Newman.
That's right ahead.
It's oh, back. You look like Randy Newman.
Boy, that's right at my
people
right at the
got end. Bad cases for no reason. I mean, that's
bad. Well, big Randy Newman fan anyway. But that, of course, was Robert Palmer. All right, congratulations. Enjoy the...
You look like Randy Newman there.
Well, I can't
bad
help what
cases,
I look like.
They stink, stink, stink.
Show be booga. Okay, anyway, let's do Radio Paparazzi next. Be sure and join us. Are you ready for the Friday edition of the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show? I know we are.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
And now that means that he's going to be playing in chick flicks the part of the woman, right?
Isn't that always
we
the case?
We think so.
Isn't that always the case?
Okay, we better move on. We also have a restaurant of the week and so much more getting ready for the weekend. Join us tonight.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.